Shalom Rav Moshe, today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Dalet. We are holding here at the top by the two dots. Harachelis Yotzos Kavulos. We have been talking about again different items that animals can go out with. You know what the animals can go out with on Shabbos. And we said Harachelis Yotzos Kavulos that female sheep are allowed to go out Kavulos. What does that mean? The Gemara asks, "My Kavulos." They tie the tails down of the female sheep, so that they won't mate with the males. The Gemara says, "My mashma da haikavu lishna de lo avid piri." Where do you see that the language of kavul means that they won't make fruit, meaning they won't have any offspring, they won't be productive? Because the pasuk says, "My harem ha'ela shenasati li achiv v'kara eretz kavul alei omazeh." That's talking about Shlomo HaMelech when he took some land from Hiram, so a couple of cities. In other words, to help him build the Beis Hamikdash. So there, Shlomo gave him 20 cities. Not that Shlomo got, but Shlomo gave him 20 cities. And Hiram said he didn't like it so much. What are these cities that you gave me? They're lands of Kabul. So Gemara says, "My eretz Kabul." What does that mean? What did he mean? So they had people who were adorned in gold and silver. So Amar Leir Ava, it's an obvious question, is Yahachi Haina Dikhtiv Lo Yashu Be'inav Mepeshim Echubalim Bekesav Ezav Lo Yashu Be'inav, but it says, meaning Hiram was not impressed with these cities that he got. Lo Yashu Be'inav, right? He didn't like them. Right? What are these cities that you gave me? I'm not such a fan. So because these, the Gemara asks, if you're telling me they were, you know, adorned with gold and silver, so why would Hiram have been upset about this? He would have been upset. Kevin Dasiri, tough and shin are sometimes interchangeable. So since they were Ashiri, since they were wealthy, Umefanki, Lefanek in Hebrew means to spoil or to pamper. So since these people were a little bit spoiled, a little bit wealthy, Lo Avdi Avita, they weren't going to be good workers. They weren't really going to serve the king so well. And Hiram didn't like it so much. But anyway, you see that. That Hiram is something, it implies that these people were not going to work. And therefore, lo avid peri, they're not going to, you know, produce fruit, just like over here, but these sheep that have their tails tied down will also not produce offspring. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Eretz Chomtin Haisa. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, no, it was Chomtin. The land was Chomtin. Meaning it was, Rashi says the land was salty and not good for planting. The my karila kabul. So why was it called kabul? Mishitarga bakara ad kavla, because people's feet would sink into kavla until their ankles. People would say ara makavla avipiri. This makavla, this ankle deep land, the land that you sink into your ankle. So lo avipiri is not going to make any fruit. It's hard to plant there. It's not good land. Okay. But so now back to the Mishnah. So again, they said that's mutter. It's mutter for these female sheep to go out if they're kavulos. They're also allowed to go out on Shabbos if they're kavonos. If they are kavonos, the Gemara says, "My kavonos." What is that? So Rashi, the Gemara says, "Shemechavnin oso lamelas." If they're tied to create a melas, a melas, as the Gemara is about to explain, was when a sheep was once was born immediately. So its wool is very, very white. And they would tie something around the sheep to make sure it didn't get dirty. So they're also allowed to go out with these things, with this item that they tied on the sheep's wool, to make sure it doesn't get any dirtier. Okay, the tzan se'es kitzemer lavan. The se'es, this is not exactly our topic, but se'es is one of the forms of tzaras. What color is that? That's like kitzemer lavan, like white wool. So the Gemara says, "My tzemer lavan." What's white tzemer? Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, kitzemer naki ben yomo, like wool that is clean, born that day. Shemechabin no solo melas, that they kind of they cover it up for a melas to produce the melas. I think is now the name of the clothing that they would make with this with this white wool. But okay, fine. So that's what that's talking about. Va'izim yotzos tzeroros. The goats can go out with a pouch tied around their udders. Itmar Rav, it was said. Itmar, it was said. Rav Amar Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Ushmul Amar Halach Rabbi Yossi. If you remember, there's a three-way machlokas in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says the goats are allowed to go out with a pouch. Rabbi Yossi says it's aser, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's only mutter if they're going out to dry out the udders, but not to catch the milk, because they may get wet and heavy and may fall to the ground. You may come to carry it, Daladamas Bershus Rabin. So Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it depends. And Shmuel says, Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's aser. Some people taught this statement right straight up. Rav Amar Liyavish Mutter Velo Lechalav, without quoting our Mishnah. Right, Rav says if it's for to dry out the udders, it's Mutter, but not if to catch the milk. Shmuel Amar Echadze Vechadze Aser. And Shmuel says both of them are Aser. Excuse me. And some people say, no, this is how he taught it. Ezim Yotzos Tzroros Liyavish Aval Lechalav. Right. Goats are allowed to go out with this pouch around their udders to dry them out, but not to catch the milk. Make sure Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, Amru, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera said, Kach halacha, that is the halacha, aval, but, mi mapis, ezo liyavish, ve ezo lachalov. Who's going to be able to tell? Literally means who's casting lots, but who's doing a lottery to tell which is which. But maybe you can't tell the difference. It's the same pouch. The question is just what the purpose is. But since you can't tell, so therefore both of them are aser. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that both of them are aser. Ki aser Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'tanakama, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that the halacha is like the Tanakama, that it is mutter. Okay, next mission. Uvameh eino yotza. What is an animal not allowed to go out with? Lo yetze gamal b'metul teles. A camel is not allowed to go out with a miteltelis. We'll talk about what that is. Lo akud v'lo ragul. We'll also talk about what that is. Right? Different ways of tying up their legs. They're not allowed to go out. V'chein shar kol behemos. And so too with any other animal. Lo yikshar gamalim zebazevi imshok. You shouldn't tie camels together and then pull. Maybe you should like make a caravan type thing. Aval machnis chavalim letoch yado v'yimshok. But you can take, let's say, four or five ropes, leashes on camels, and then pull that into your hand and pull them that way. As long as you don't tie it around the straps around your hand, and we'll see exactly what the concern is here. Tana we learned in a brisa. Lo yetze hagamal b'mitolteles hakshura lo biznavo. A camel will not go out; should not go out with a mitolteles that is tied to its tail. Aval yotze hu b'mitolteles hakshura biznavo. Uvechutraso. But he can go out if the mitolteles is tied to his tail and his underbelly. Or his hump. And Rashi says, just to go back on the Mishnah, well, let's just finish the Gemara, and then we'll explain what Mitoteles is. Amar Rabba Baravuna, Yotze Gama, Mitoteles, Akshura La Bishil Yasa. A camel can even go out with a Mitoteles that is tied around its shilya, around the placenta, if it came out of the animal. My bad. The Gemara does not explain exactly what a miteltelis is. Rashi says there's two possibilities. One of them is a push l'shatachas znovo, Rashi says. That is, I'm blanking. I forget what that is. I think it's, yeah, oh, it, yeah, it's Znavo is the tail, so it must be some straps that kind of anchor the saddle to the camel's back, but the pshat that he likes is mardas, that exactly this cloth that goes under the saddle that we talked about with the donkey, and then you see that the halachos is the same, that as long as it's tied, fastened securely to the camel, we're not concerned that this mardas, or the mitoltelis, the cloth that goes under the saddle, will fall off, and you may come to carry a daladam, auspicious rab, and that's Rashi on the Mishnah, the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Okay, but either way, so as long as it's tied, it's fastened around the animal, so then we're not concerned. Lo akud v'lo ragul, a camel cannot go out akud, it cannot go out ragul. So Gemara's machlokes as to what that is exactly. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, akud, akedas yad v'rego. When you talk, akud is tying the hand to the leg, meaning the foreleg to the back leg of a camel. Ki Yitzchak ben Avram, just like Yitzchak Avinu, hence the name Akeda. Akeda is Yitzchak. Okay. the way he was tied. Ragul, what's ragul? Shalu yikaf yado al gabe zro v'yikshor. That you shouldn't tie the bottom part of the leg to the top part of the leg. Meaning that you shouldn't tie it, I assume it means you're bending it backwards. Meaning you tie, you can imagine you're bending it at the knee and then tying it together. Meaning, I'm not sure exactly how a camel would go out with that type of tying, but let's say it's able to hobble and kind of, you know, manage its way outside. Basically, one second, I'll ask you a question. Akud, what's akud? That's shtei yadayim, shtei reglayim. That's two hands and two feet, implying that the hands are tied together and the feet are tied together. Ragul, meaning tied together, yeah. Ragul, shalo yikaf yadu agavizro v'yikshar. And ragul is this, what we described, like kind of tying the bottom of the leg, you know, bending at the knee and tying it to the top part of the leg. So, wait a second, so that's not, the Brisa says clearly against Rav Yehuda, that's not what akud is. So, who domer ki ay tana? No, so Rav Yehuda must hold like this tana, the tana, like within the Brisa, akud akides yad v'regel, o shtei yadayim, o shtei reglayim. Akud is either tying the front leg to the back leg, right, yad v'regel, or the two front legs, or the two back legs. Ragul, what does that mean? Shalo yikof yado agabe zro v'yikshor. Again, this is tying the bottom leg to the, bending at the knee and tying it to the top leg. So that's what, he holds like that tana. So the Gemara says, 1 second, that's not what he says either. V'akati lodami, lodami. He's not similar to that tana at all, right? That tana gave two options. Bishlama reisha. So he agrees with the reisha. You're right, but v'seifa and the seifa. But nicha, I'm sorry. Bishlama reisha v'seifa. I understand the reisha and the seifa, the first part and the last part. Nicha, that works out. But mitzios akasha, the middle part of that brisa, when he said that that akudim could be shtei adayim and shtei reglayim, that Rav Yehuda does not agree with. So ella rather who the amaki haitana really holds like this brisa, akud akiras. Kedas yad v'regel, kizak ben Avram, and ragel, kol shalom yikof yodo, agabe zro v'yikshor. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's the difference between those two things. And you see that Rabbi Yehuda has a makor in Tanayim. Okay. V'lo yikshor gamalim, you shouldn't tie camels, you know, in like a caravan style and kind of walk them. So my time, well, what's the problem? It doesn't seem to be, you know, if you're not holding them with anything that's inappropriate, they're not carrying anything, what's the problem with that? Amar Rav Ashi, mishum demechze, kaman de'ozo lechingo. It looks like you're going to the market, and that's not okay. Right, Rashi says, Rashi, lechingo is leshuk, lemochrim. And he says that chinga, interesting, that chinga literally means a dance. It's almost like if you take a bird's eye view of a market, as in people are moving around so much, it looks almost like a dance. Okay, fine. Okay, aval machnis. We said the person is allowed to, right, he's not allowed to wrap the ropes of, or the leashes of the camels around his hand. But he can get, oh, right, no, that's not yet. That's next. You're not allowed to take the camel in a caravan shape, but you are allowed to kind of take all the ropes into your fist, as long as you don't wrap them around your fist and tie them together. So, Ravashi, lo shanu elodin kilayim. Right, this is talking about kilayim. Right, meaning the issue in terms of wrapping the ropes of the leashes of the camel around your hand, that's an isser kilayim, that therefore you're not allowed to do that. But you can just hold all the ropes in your hand without tying it around. So Gemara says, 1 second, kilayim demai. What kind of kilayim? Ilei mikilayim de adam. If you're telling me that there's kilayim with the person and the camel, right? That makes no sense because we learned in the Mishnah, adam mutar im kulam lachrosh v'limshoch. Right, one of the types of kilayim is that you're not allowed to plow a field with, let's say, a shore and a donkey, an ox and a donkey. So, but that doesn't apply to people. People are not included in that. Right, mutar im kulam lechrosh v'limshoch. So that can't be the kilayim that we're talking about. Ela kilayim dechavalim. It must be the kilayim that's in the ropes. Right, if you have wool and linen leashes, and when you combine them, so that would create kilayim. But that doesn't make sense either, because we had Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Hatokif Tkifa Achas, Eino Chibur, Eino Chibur, right? If you kind of just put it together, one Chibur, one Tkifa Achas, Rashi says, Gon Alide Mechet Pam Achas, so Shekesher Kesher Echad. If you just tie them together, or you're just holding these straps in your hand, that's not Kilayim. It's until you have to actually be mechaber them together. You actually have to tie them together. So what kilayim is there by holding different ropes, different leashes made from wool and linen? So the Gemara says, well, olim kilayim de chavalim. Really, it's kilayim for these ropes. This is what it means. As long as you don't, as long as you don't wrap it around your hand and tie it together, that's going to be a permanent type of fastening, and then you're going to run into issues of kilayim between the wool and the linen ropes. Okay. As long as you don't have a rope, the rope extending from your hand, a tefach, because that's going to be, it's going to be, Rashi says, because you, it looks like you are carrying the rope, right? The dummy commission no sabiyado, right? Looks like you're carrying the rope. Volo mitchaze shehim afser legamalim, and people are not going to realize that it is a leash for camels. Okay, yeah, I guess you're not, let's say you're not looking at the camels or whatever, or they're far away, okay. Fine, excuse me, because then obviously they'll see that you're carrying something, Daladamas Pashur Sarabim, and that's a problem. Vatana Debe Shmuel Tfachayim, didn't we learn it's two Tfachim? So Amar Abaye, no, Hashta Dama Shmuel Tefach, Vatana Debe Shmuel Tfachayim, right, once, Shmuel said it's a Tefach, but Shmuel's base Medrash said it was two, so Shmuel, Halakha L'maisa, also the Shmuel, Shmuel is just telling us the Halakha L'maisa. But a person should say, if someone asked him, right, Rashi says over here, where is that at the end, right? But right, meaning the real halacha is one tefach, but you should tell a person two tefachs to make sure that you know, he doesn't come to violate the iser. Other way around. Right. Other way around. Really two tefachs are mutter. But Shmuel would say that one tefach is mutter because we don't want people to come and violate the iser, right? It's hard to measure sometimes, so you're coming close. So Shmuel would say it's up to one tefach, so you don't come close to two tefachim. Okay, Amar Beis Vatanya. Didn't we learn a brisa ubilvad sheyagbia min hakarka tefach? Didn't the brisa say that you have to make sure that the leash or the rope that you're pulling has to be a tefach from the ground? So you see that it can extend much farther from your hand. As the Gemara says, kitanya hi bechavla debeni beni. No, that's talking about a rope between you and the animal, not the rope that's coming, not the leashes that are bundled in your hand and falling out of your hand, but the rope between your hand and the animal. That shouldn't lag on the floor, because Rashi says, why is that? Right, it'll seem like it's a burden to the animal, right? It's not, if it's too close to the ground, so it doesn't look like the person is carrying or pulling the animal. It just looks like, you know, the item is dangling from the animal's neck, and that's going to be, it looks like he's carrying, quote-unquote, a burden, something that's not necessary for the animal. So therefore, you have to make sure to wrap the rope around your hands and pull it so that the rope is taut between you and the animal so people don't think that the animal is carrying the rope. Okay, now, the only halacha l'maisa situation I can think of is, you know, perhaps if you walk a dog on Shabbos, perhaps these halachas could become nogeya. Okay, I'm allergic to dogs, so I've never had a dog, not a dog person at all, so I don't can't relate. Okay, new Mishnah. Ein chomer yotzei b'merdas bizman she'eino kshur lo. This is what we said before. You know, the opposite of what we said before, that you cannot go out with a merdas, a cloth under the saddle, if it's not tied to him. V'lo bazug afal pishu pakak, and not with a bell, even though it's stuffed up. V'lo basulam shebetzavaro, and not with a ladder. On its tzavar, on its neck. The Gemara is going to explain, just to spoil it for you, that means it's some sort of device to make sure the animal doesn't bite a wound that exists. Okay, v'lo b'ritzua shebaraglav, and not with the straps between its legs. V'inu tani golem yotzeis b'chutin, v'lo b'ritzun shebaraglehem, and the chickens can't go out with straps between their legs. We'll discuss all of these. And the male sheep cannot go out with a wagon that's underneath their tails. Also, we'll discuss exactly what the point of all this is. And the female sheep cannot go out. We'll talk about it. A cow is not allowed to go. A young cow is not allowed to go without with a gimon. And a kupar, I think it is. And a cow is not allowed to go out with, that's hedgehog skin, apparently, around its udders to make sure that animals don't suckle from it, or, you know, hedgehogs perhaps don't suckle from it, right? Hedgehog is sharp skin. So you take hedgehog skin, put it around the udders, make sure no one else suckles from it. A cow can't go out with a strap between its horns, right? We discussed that before. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow actually did go out with this strap between its horns. Shalom brought to the Chachamim, but Chazal were not so happy with it. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's dive into it right now. My time, well, what's the reason that a donkey can't go out with that, you know, with the mardas, the cloth under the saddle, if it's not tied? So could the Amran, like we've been saying, that, you know, you want to make sure it doesn't fall off and you'll carry it dalat amas b'rishus rabbi. V'lo b'zur gaval pishu pakuk. You know what? I take it back. Rashi says, "Kedarman, like we said, she'enak shura bo meriv Shabbos, delugali me'etmal she'itzricha lekach she'hei lekamalvush." Now I take it back. Actually, Kedarman is referring to that by the merdas that it needs to be something that is necessary for the animal. If it was tied on erev Shabbos. So then it is clear that already it's something that it's like a piece of clothing. It's not an extra burden, and therefore you know it's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Okay, fine. V'lo b'zur gavol pishu pako, and not with a bell, even though it's stopped up. Mishum demechse kaman de'azer lechinga. Again, because if you go out with a bell, with an animal with a bell, so it looks like you're going to sell it in the market, and that we don't want people thinking. Okay. V'lo b'sulam shabbat savaro. What is this ladder on its neck? Amar Rabbi Huna. Beluza lamai avidle lahecha de isle maka v'lo hader chayuch be. This is for someone who uses it. It's a type of like a brace almost, or some sort of some sort of device where the animal won't turn around and bite a wound that is on it. Okay, v'lo beretzu shemaraglav the avidle legizra. A donkey can't go out with some sort of rope on its legs. Definitely, because it's gonna. They make it so that he won't end up hurting himself. Rashi has a couple of words over here, but basically that the animal, if for whatever reason, if it walks funny, so we don't want it to injure itself, it puts some some ropes on its legs. Okay, so you're not allowed to go out with that. Veina tarnagol and yotzin bechutin. Chickens can't go out with the straps on their legs. Avile simona kihechi delo lichalfu. What is that? What kind of ropes on the chickens' legs? People used to do that to make sure they wouldn't get their chickens confused with other chickens, right? You put a little blue type of what's it called? A blue strap on the leg, so it doesn't get confused with the other chickens. Okay, v'lobaretzua, and it can't go out with a strap. What's the strap? The avdilei kihechidilo litabru mane, because the chickens used to kick up rocks when they walk, so we don't want them to break anything when they walk. So they used to have some sort of device, some sort of way to tie their legs so they could walk around without breaking or kicking rocks up and breaking stuff. Okay. They can't go out, meaning they're not allowed to go out with that stuff. These male rams are not allowed to go out with this agala, with this wagon. Right? For whatever reason, if you had very fat rams, so their tails would drag, and they didn't want their tails to get damaged or to get beat up by the ground. So they have this type of wagon-type device that they would put behind these rams, and they're not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Okay, lost place. You have inner rechelim yotos chanunos. The rechelim can't go out with chanunos. So what is that? So you Yosef Rav Acha bar Ula commanded Rav Chista. Yosef Kamar, he said Rav Acha said the following in front of Rav Chista. Mishasha goes to know some when they shear the female sheep. So tomnin la Ezek b'shemen, they take the piece of cloth and some oil, and they put it on her forehead, so she won't be so cold. So Rav Chizda said, that's how well you treat your sheep. Imkain asisa marukva. You just equated sheep with a very marukva was one of the gedolim. You're going to treat them that well? No, that can't be. There's no way they treat their sheep that well. Elo, rather, Yosef, Rapala, Rashmul, Kamedev, of Christov, Yosef, Kamar, Vishasha, Koras, Lialed, when these sheep are giving birth, Tomnim, Lashnea, Zakim, Shalshemen, you get these two pieces of cloth, dipped in oil, Umanichala, Achad, Alpa, Dchasav, Achad, Alarechem, you put one on the forehead, one on the stomach, Kadesh, Titramim, so that they will stay warm. That's what this chanunos is. Rav Nachman said to him, what are you talking about? Im kein, asisa yalta. So if that's true, so yalta was Rav Nachman's wife. So then you're treating the sheep as good as, my wife gets treated, right? Rashi writes, ishtal shel Rav Nachman, right? You're turning the sheep into a person. We don't treat sheep that well. El am Rav Huna. So what is this chanunos? Eitz echad yesh bekrecha ayam. There's this type of tree in far away in the islands. The chanun shmo. It's called a chanun. Umuvian kisem. They bring a, literally means a splinter, but a piece of wood. Umanichan la bechotma. They put it in the sheep's nose. Kadesha titatesh. So that it should sneeze. V'yiplu darnei rosha. And Rashi says darnei rosha so that the worms in her head should fall out. All right. Fabulous. Ihach, the Gemara says, if that's true, if that's really what this chanunos, and they can't go out with these chanunos on Shabbos, zecharim nami. So why do you only do that for females? You should also do that for male sheep. So Gemara says, kevin de mingache zecharim adadi, since the rams will butt each other with their heads, with their horns, so mamela naflan. So some of the worms will fall out anyway, so the female sheep don't do that, and therefore you have to kind of help them extract the worms from their head. Shimon Nazira said, it's kisma de risma. It's actually a piece of wood called from risma, the rosem risma type wood. Okay. So bishlam de Rav Huna, I understand Rav Huna's shita dehina de katani chanunos. According to Rav Huna, who says that it's actually a tree called chanun, so that's why they're called chanunos. El Rabbanan, right? But according to the Rabbanan, my chanunos. So what is chanunos? According to all the other explanations that we had, right, what is chanunos? So Gemara says, "Davdina lehu milsa derimar achman alayu," because you're trying to help the sheep, right? You're trying to do rachum v'chanun. You're trying to give them a break, give them some mercy by getting these worms out of their head. So you're doing the mechasa, and therefore it's called chanunos. Okay. Vein ha'egel yotze begimon, and a young cow is not allowed to go out with a gimon. My egel begimon. What does that mean? Amar Rav Huna Barnira. Amar Rabbi Elazar. My mashma the high gimon lishna de my bad. My eagle begimon amravuna bar nira. It's called it's a bar nira, which Rashi says, what is a bar nira? I don't know. But Rashi says, all cut on a small yoke, shemanichan the eagle b'tzavaro, that they put on a young calf's neck. Sheyeh lamud lakuf rosho kizgado. So they should learn to put its head down when it gets older. So I guess it should get used to wearing a yoke, etc., so it can work the field, etc., etc. Okay, so that's unnecessary, obviously, for the cow to wear it on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my mashma, the ha-gimon lishna de mikaf. How do you know that gimon is the language of bending down, by bending the neck? Ichtiv halachos me'agmon ka'agmon rosho. Do you bend like agmon rosho? Halachof ka'agmon rosho. No, one of these words means fish hook, obviously not rosho, but are you going to bend your head like a fish hook? Obviously, a fish hook is bent, and therefore that's the language here. Okay, v'lo parav or a kofar, and a cow cannot go out with his hedgehog skin. De'avdilei ki hechi de'lo lemitzuya yale. So that other animals, machlokas Rashi tells us in terms of what yale is, but basically yale is either the hedgehog or some leeches, according to Rashi. But either way, that something shouldn't suckle the cow. And the cow's udders when it's out. Volk beretzua shebein karnah shouldn't go out with this strap between its eye, between its horns. Ila Rav, but it's also regardless. Either according to Rav, who says bein lanoi, bein l'shamer, and also according to, because Rav again had said that that whether the strap is for it's a decoration or to kind of guard the cow to be able to walk to control it better, it's still aser. Ila Shmuel damar lanoi aser l'shamer moter, but. Also, according to Shmuel, because if Shmuel said a decoration is aser, but controlling the cow is mutter, But Iman of Shach, you know, depending on, regardless of who you hold, like, this is Asur, because according to Rav, it could be either way, but according to Shmuel, this is considered to be a decoration, and therefore it is Asur. Okay. Parasa Shalav Elazar ben Azariah, right, went out on Shabbos, and the Chazal were not happy with him. V'chada para havyalei. One second, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he had one cow, v'ha'amarav, v'amrila amarav, yudha amarav, tresar alfei agle, 12,000 cows. Hayama aser Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah me adre kol shasa v'shasa. Not that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah owned 12,000 cows. 12,000 cows was the meiser behema that he gave every single year. Meaning, he had, quick math, 120,000 cows. So, what do you mean the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went out on Shabbos and the Chachamim were not so happy? So the Gemara says, "Tane will end up raisa lo shelo haisa." You're right; it wasn't actually his cow. Ela shel shchento haisa. Really, it belonged to his neighbor. When we talk shalom michaba, and since he didn't protest as to what she was doing, nikreis al shmo. Fascinating. Very, you know, a shtickle terrifying, as we'll see the hemshech of the Gemara. Since he didn't protest, it was considered to be his cow. Rav Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, Masne ukulim seder moed. So all those rabbanim taught halachos in Seder Moed, and kol ki ha'izuga. And by the way, kol ki ha'izuga, whenever you have these rabbanim listed together, chalufu Rabbi Yochanan b'mayel Rabbi Yonasan, take out Rabbi Yochanan and you know, add in Rabbi Yonasan, meaning it was really Rabbi Yonasan, not Rabbi Yochanan. But anyway, all of these rabbanim taught the following: kol mi she'efshar limchos la'anshei beso v'lo micha nitpas al anshei beso. Anybody who can protest or can protest an iser or something that's inappropriate happening in his house, and he doesn't, so the chait is considered to be his. Terrifying. Banshe iro, if someone can protest the people in his city, and he doesn't, so then nitpas al anshe iro, he gets punished for the sins of the people in his city. Kol holam kulo, let's say a person is in position to protest the or to protest. I don't know which way is it. Who knows? Been in Israel too long. I'm forgetting. Anyway, Baruch Hashem. Kol olam kulo. If a person can protest all of the, you know, the surim in the entire world, and he doesn't, so then nitpas kol olam kulo. A person can actually get punished for all of those Yisurim, Rachman al-Tzlan. Amar Papa, Vahane Debe, Reish Galusa, Nitzfusu, Al-Kule Alma. That's what you see. They used to say that the house of the Reish Galusa, he was in charge of the Galus, so that he would get punished, Rachman al-Tzlan, for the sins of the entire Jewish world. Kihad Amar, Rabbi Chanina, Maidichtim, Rabbi Chanina said, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Hashem b'mishpat yavoim ziknei amo v'sarav? What does it mean that Hashem will come into judgments with the elders of his nation and its officers? Im sarim chatu, if the officers, you know, sinned, zakenim machatu, what did the zakenim do? I mean, the zakenim are tzaddikim. Meaning the stam of the Sanhedrin, Rashi says, right? They're not going to be, you know, sinning the same way the officers are sinning. So why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu going into judgment with both of them at the same time? Ela emal zakenim shalom michu besorim. And he's, because the Zakenim did not protest against the Sarim, against the officers who were, you know, doing these Averus, and therefore it's considered as if the Zakenim and the Sanhedrin did the Chet as well. Okay, Shkoyach Rebosu, we'll go back there in Eligishas tomorrow.